Person debating against two, but we also have an assistant taking notes. So I could throw the coin, but it's one person against two. Do you want to give her the choice? How nice. Do you want to go first?
Thank you.
Or do you want to go second? You want first or second?
First.
Okay, and you will be arguing for?
Against.
Okay. What is the topic? Oh, you didn't write it yet. Okay.
Against?
Mm-hmm.
Against. Or should be called first, right?
It doesn't necessarily matter.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. Curfew. Curfew at university. Dormitories? Right. What is a curfew? Does anyone know? What are you nodding? What's a curfew? Oh, the danger of coming to my class. Yeah, it's the time when... Right, it's the time when you need to get home, or at university, the time you have to be in the dormitory and they lock the door and you can't go outside or something like that, right? Good. Okay, so the debate will be about dormitory curfews at university. Let's...
When we were in high school, most of students' dream was going to college. We really did our best through the study, and teachers and parents said always told us that there will be and will get everything when you go to the college. So actually, I believe that word, but I have a lot of lesson for now. And after those hard times, we went to college with our dreams and the name of the adults. What exactly mean about the adult mean? Even the dictionary said that a fully grown person who is legally responsible for their actions. So is it really reasonable to have a curfew for adults? I have two reasons that I against for the curfew. The first is we are adults. And the second is the experience. The first reason is that is the most important and basic reason for this, that we are not a child anymore. The child used to be fragile is no longer exist. So we became responsible adults at that moment that we entered the university. Even the law is defined, so we have a right to be respected. our choice, and our private life. Someone or something limited our life is wrong from the bottom, because we are adults. And the second reason is the experience. Experience is the one of most important thing of our life. We can't get much of experience because of the curfew. The first thing is a good paid part-time job. Most of well-paid part-time job has required over the curfew time. So part-time job, so we cannot get into the part-time job because of the curfew. Yes.
I think the students should not have, not should not, but the students' jobs to study, not to have a part-time job. So that's an unreasonable excuse for the curfew.
But I mentioned about experience. So experience is another important thing in our lives. So besides the study, getting or not a lot of experience outside is very important thing in our lives, I think. And the next thing is limited social relationships because of the curfew. We give it up our other social relationship because of the curfew. In college, people get together and have a meeting with alcohol. It's kind of our making relationship through that meeting. But if there is a curfew, we have to just flee from the meeting in middle of the fun time. So I think it's curfew makes our relationship is more smaller, getting smaller. So we miss very important things in our lives because of the curfew. Curfew.
Question.
I think we know that dormitory is a social society. There's a group of people who live together. So there's not limited social. You will have lots of friends and lots of experiments inside the dormitory.
But the limited inside, just inside the dormitory, we cannot get together other side of the dormitory students. So I think it's kind of a limited relationship inside the dormitory. So I think we miss many things in our lives because of the curfew. So in Western culture, I saw the some drama about the student in high school student. So some couple going out for a night, and when the boy get to her house, her mother's told him that home by 1 o'clock, bonus point for 12:45. I heard, I think even the teenage went to the home until the 1 o'clock, but I think it's not unreasonable for curfew for an adult. Thank you for listening.
My name is Song Ji-han. My major is English language and English literature. And I'm going to start my debate. My position is curfew should be exist in university in Korea. And do you know how many people are living in our university's dormitory at the moment? The number is exactly 280 people are living in the dormitory. And the house mother is only one to control 280 dormitory students at the same time. And it is very good and efficient for management and controlling many students at the same time in the same place entirely. So there are many people in the dormitory, and every own person have their job to do, but it is very changeable every day and every situation. But if every single person required to be excused for their individual reason and to go out or to leave another place, It is impossible, actually. Also, dormitory is not a private home and private place, so there should be exist some regulation for that. And then all the responsibility has only one person called house mother, and the house mother should recognize what problems are going to be happen in the dormitory, or she is like a supervisor, so she has to control all everything what happens in the dormitory. And second reason is for the security and safety problem. Dormitory is run by school, and to keep the students safe is duty of dormitory run by school. And who are responsible when some accidents happen? The answer is the school. And to prevent it, it means the accidents, we need curfew. And do you remember the Hongik University's murder accident, which happened September 2007? And it is the two women was murdered by a criminal, but it is not actually the Hongik University students. Hongik University students, but it shows how our university's area is still dangerous. And 2004, in near our university, which is at the Chundok Mountain, and two boys was killed as well. And it is just in our university's mountain, and it also indicates that our university's area is not still dangerous enough. So so at curfew time, which is between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., which is the most dangerous period, so to live safely in universities as a student, the curfew should be exist in the university in Korea. Thank you for listening.
So that will be 2 minutes to prepare for the second round. That's 2 minutes, but I want to say something before we continue. I just want to remind everyone debating today, you are allowed to ask questions during your opponent's speech, but only questions. So, and you should always put your hand up and look at the opponent, and if they look at you and, okay, give you permission, you can ask a question. But they can also just ignore you. So they don't have to answer your question. Okay, so round two.
One supervisor, so she cannot responsible for everything for that kind of many students. But I think it's kind of in our university has a kind of odd system. I'm in the dormitory when I was freshman, and my friends in the dormitory, but they are just because we are an adult, we doesn't need the supervisor. We just need a maintenance or just a management system. So in our dormitory, in our university, she checking all the absent or checking all the, she visiting all the rooms and checking that she's, who is here and who is not here. And she's making as a score and give it excuse for give it excuse to make her out of the dormitory room. So it is kind of odd system. The other, I asked my friend, the other university has a kind of system, just a electronic recognized system that who is checking in or checking out. There is no curfew time, just there is a closing time of the dormitory, just not the curfew. They have not responsibility to be there like in 12 o'clock. So there, I think it's kind of a little bit odd system in our university. So we did not want to the supervising, we just want to the maintaining the system. And the second one she mentioned of security is kind of, she mentioned of two accidents about the Hongik University and the mountain above there. I think it's kind of, she mentioned before, and she, those two girls are not the student about the Hongik University also, and it is kind of not in around the area accident. It's not in the college or so. In that case, every other dormitory room or a house for a girl have a curfew because all the area is dangerous for in that kind of sense. So I think it's not the kind of that exact reason for the dangerous meaning for that reason. So I think it's kind of rebuttal for that. Thank you for listening.
Everybody come here, and my name is Holly. I'm the exchange student from Taiwan. Okay. So today our topic, our position is that we need curfew to protect our students in the dormitory. There are three rebuttals that I will give to the against side. The first one is that as talking about the adults, do you think that the accidents happen only children and not adults? Actually, accidents happen to everybody. Accidents happen everywhere and everybody. So today, why we set a curfew in a dormitory, which is because we want our students to be safe and to be without dangers. Imagine that everybody, you have a child who live at a dormitory. What's the most that you will worry about? Of course, their safety, right? Yeah. So, and because we are protecting the student from the dangerous situations, as we said, the curfew time until 12 o'clock, the most school, they say the curfew time until 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And it's very obviously that all the criminal and those dangerous situations what happened during the midnight, yes?
You said the most of the school has a curfew time, but I think it's where what kind of university has the curfew time?
Yeah. Oh, Korea, like our school, see you can, Catholic University of Korea. Here we have curfew time, and the curfew time is until 1 o'clock.
But it's, I mentioned before, it's for our school.
Okay, the second one is about the experiments. As we know that the experiments are very, very important in our life, but the example that gave by the again says about the part-time job. Because we set the curfew time at 12 and 1 o'clock, what would the part-time job during the midnight? And it might cause students not focus on their studies, because students' job is to study, not to do the part-time job. So, and there are other part-time jobs in the library, in school campus. So you don't have to go outside and find a part-time job. Yes?
I mentioned before this well-paid part-time job is past the curfew time. So I think it's not exactly the part-time, but it's a well-paid part-time job. So...
between others. In the dorm, you can have your social relationship in the class time, after the class time. So after the because of the curfew.
Questions are allowed, but not interruptions. We have one more debate to go. Who is debating? Please come up here. Who is timekeeping? Yes. Okay, great. Who wants to do the coin toss? Give it to the ladies, okay?
Who will call?
Heads? You sure? Heads? Heads. You want to go first or second? You guys are first. Okay. And what's your position for?
Yeah.
What is your topic?
English education for children is useless.
Sorry?
English education for preschool students is useless.
Is useless. Okay, so this debate is about early childhood English education.
Yes. Yeah.
Early childhood English education, which is a very hot topic these days. So listen carefully and we'll see. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Tebo Lee. I major in computer science. Today I'm going to tell you about English education for preschool students in US because of four three reasons. First, the possibility to confuse mother language with English. Second, giving too much stress to our children. Third, economic burden for their parents. for, of course, unqualified native speakers. Let's talk about first reason. Possibility to confuse the mother language with English. A few months ago, I saw a documentary about English education for kids. And in the documentary, some kids are confused English with Korean, and they often mix Korean with English. Just because, and why do you think it happened? It's because of the confused Korean with English. Second, given too much stress. Actually, my mom learned kindergarten for 10 years, and she taught more than 3,000 kids. And I asked my mother, what do you think about English education for kids? And she said, she saw lots of kids who got suffered from the stress from because of English education. And actually, she said, it's not very useful for their English. And third, economic burden. And for example, in Gangnam, there are, as you know, there are lots of English academy for kids, and some of them, their tuition fee is too expensive. And some of them, I heard some of them, their tuition fee is more than 2 million won. 2 million won is pretty high, and even if you send them to a small academy, at least you should pay 100,000 won. Still, it's very expensive, and it would be very big burden for their parents. Last, unqualified native speakers. And according to my research, only 4% of teachers have a teaching experience before they teach Korean students. And as you know, a few weeks ago, we saw Christopher Fornail, who committed child sex abuse, was taught teach Korean children, and we often see some Europeans whose first language is not English can teach Korean students in Korea, and I also heard about it. So because of those reasons, we can really expect high quality of English education from those people. So because of those four reasons, I think English education for preschool students is useless. Thank you.
So we brought this topic, and our position is teaching English in preschool is very useful. There are two main reasons. The first reason is 3 to 6 year old children can learn English faster and easier than teenager student or others. There's an experiment that let children and middle school students and others memorize some sentences in certain amount of time. The result is the children took 10 minutes to memorize some sentences, but elementary school students and others took 20 minutes and 25 minutes. I got this experiment from the book, The Second Language Education. And this result shows that the children can learn English faster and easier than others and teenager students. And also, according to the scholar Chom Nomsky, when we were born, we were having a language acquisition device. It's called LAD. This device is related to learning language. But unfortunately, LAD is the most active in 1 to 6 year old period. And after 6 year old, LAD is missing fit in or fit in our mother tongue as a Korean. So our LAD is fit in Korean grammar, Korean sentence order. So if we learn English after 6 year old or adulthood, it takes much more time, money, and a lot of effort. Therefore, we think teaching English in preschool is necessary. The second reason is through early English education, children develop their potential linguistic talent. In preschool, many children already learned musical instruments, writing, science, ballet, or drawing, and science. Because all these activities to develop children's potential, ability, and find their talent more earlier. So, and we already accept the early education is key to become a smart student and to be a professional. Yes, and parents and teachers make the children do various things to develop children's emotion and intelligence. So I think why not English? So to develop children's talent and linguistic ability, I think younger is better. So therefore, teaching English in preschool is useful. Thank you.
Minutes to prepare for the second round.
Children is very usually because of several reasons.
The first thing is that there is a possibility to confuse about the using ability between Korean language and English language. Let me give... Why are you laughing? too fast, sorry. So, let me give a specific example about that. A few years ago, I was able to watch a TV program, 그것이 알고 싶다, which is broadcasted by SBS. SBS made a one kid which is fluent between Korean language and English language as well. But I was able to find about that the kids have difficulty to speak about fluently. What I mean is he sometimes couldn't finish about some languages, and he mixed up Korean language and English languages as well. Such as we sometimes say to our mother, 엄마 우리 밥 먹고 싶어요, but he said, mommy, I want to eat 점심 or something like this. Okay? Yeah, really, it was serious, but it was stupid. And the second thing is it gives negative effect to develop about their mental problems, especially to the children as well. Let me give the same example about the 그것이 알고 싶다 one more time. after investigation about the first example, the SBS staff about the English kindergarten, which is located in Gangnam area. Already? Okay. They showed about the classroom which is staged four years, but we were able to watch about that. There was a one guy which was standing about at the end of the corner, and he didn't speak about anything, and he didn't respond about about the teacher's questions as well. After the classes, the SBS staff took to the doctor and investigated about something. And after the investigation, the doctor said this kid seems to have a serious problem, especially mentally. This could be a good example about that English education for children is useless. The latest thing is that it is economical burdensome to the parents. As my teammates already said about that, but the tuition fee is really expensive to the parents, and as far as many people know, especially the cost of the English education is about 100 million won, and it is really wasteful. This is what I prepared though. Thanks very much.
English, so we get to speak fluently, then we shouldn't
spend a lot of money in the higher age, like in high school or in the university area. And for the last reason, if they, if teaching English in preschool is so useless, why are there still hundreds of kindergarten teaching English in every area in Korea? And in primary school, English is taught by teachers. And before we enter primary school, students learn multiplication to prepare for the next stage. So I guess learning English in preschool is really necessary and efficient to go to the next level and prepare for our next education. Thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming and listening. I really appreciate, and all our students appreciate, that our guests came and visited and listened to and clapped for their debates. Students, I need to keep you here for a couple of minutes, just a couple of minutes. So if you have lunch plans with your friends, tell them not to run away. I just have to give you something. And anyone who is not a student, please feel free to take some of this stuff as you go, except my paper cups. Unless you want a drink of this bean drink. Okay, thank you, everybody. And let's give all the students one more round of applause. Thank you. So students, if you can come here.